Hallmark Media presents title, Flipping for Christmas.
Okay, I know exactly how to fix this. Tear it down. No, no, just the wall between the kitchen and the dining room. Then add the marble tile as the backsplash behind the counter. That'll add $15K the asking price. Oh, sorry, I gotta wrap this up. I'm pitching a new client shortly.
Devacor. Thanks.
In an office, an interior designer steps off of a treadmill in high heels. She smiles at her assistant.
All set. Sparkling water and chocolate truffles are on the boardroom table.
Great. He's the CEO of Devacor. This is a really big deal.
Oh.
Okay, let's stay focused. I'll be here any minute.
How did you land this pitch anyway?
My old college friend works there. My sister's calling. I'm gonna take this. You go ahead and I'll be right behind you.
She connects a video call.
Hey, Claire.
Sorry to bug you, but we've got a bit of a situation. Woo!
Endless energy these kids.
Oh, Dad's fine. In fact, he wants to say hi.
I gotta find the pliers.
Dad, it'll take 2 seconds.
Guys, I only have like a minute before I have to go.
Hi, Abby. I'm fine. Your sister's got me living in the guest house.
It's the garage, Dad.
I'm just trying to stay out of the way while I get ready for Christmas.
I'm sure you're not in the way, Dad. Listen, I'm just prepping for a meeting, so you know how that goes, right? Hello?
Sorry, he's having a hard time with Mom being gone. Anyway, John and I are in a bit of a bind, and we could really use your help. Is there any chance that you could come over for the holidays early, like tomorrow morning?
John's Grandpa Frank passed away. He was 104, so we all saw it coming, but Grandpa Frank left John his home.
And we take possession tomorrow, and we want to fix it up and flip it, which you are so good at. And then with the extra money, we want to build an extension here with an actual space for Dad.
Because right now, you know, I love him to death, but sometimes I could actually love him to death.
Wow, that was a lot. Let me see how today goes, and then I'll circle back, but no promises, okay? Love you, bye.
Really excited.
No, I...
Abby adjusts her curls, then smiles as she strides into the boardroom.
Antonio, this is the Abigail Jones I've been telling you all about.
Antonio, very nice to meet you.
Thank you. Blair's been singing your praises.
Thank goodness for social media, because all you seem to do is work these days.
It's a labor of love.
This is quite a nice office. Beautifully done.
It's my home away from home. I see you've met my assistant, Jessica. I think you're going to love the presentation we've created for you.
I'm looking forward to it.
Shall we?
Please, after you.
Hey, good luck. If you nail it, you make me look like a hero. Please don't mess this up.
Abby's smile fades. She composes herself, then presents a slideshow of homes redesigned by Abigail Jones Incorporated.
Working with an established company like Devacor would be a perfect fit. I owe a lot of my company's success to my upbringing. My mom loved interior design, and my dad always says, you don't stop when you're tired, you stop when you're done. Something we've taken on as our motto here. Which is why I've been able to provide families with beautiful homes while always staying focused on profit and ROI.
Impressive.
Ah, see, she is great. I told you. I did tell you.
You know, we have a lot in common. You flip houses only to recognize something that lacks value, and then you breathe new life into it. Which is exactly what we do, only on a larger scale.
Yes. This is our new development, the Luxador. 100 luxury units.
The plan is to break ground early next year and be move-in ready by year end. We start pre-sales next month. What do you think?
It's beautiful.
I had a vision to reimagine the neighborhood. Of course, gentrification sometimes comes at a cost.
Well, you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet, right?
We need someone we can count on. Someone who can see value where others see nothing at all. A real professional who isn't deterred by little inconveniences like holiday shutdowns.
Wait, I'm sorry, we're working over the holidays.
I'm kind of a 24/7 person, so regardless of the season, I'm always on the job.
Well, then we just found our person.
Yes!
Congratulations.
Thanks, Antonio. I won't let you down.
We'll be in touch.
Oh, after you, sir.
Jessica grins.
Nailed it!
This is huge for us. What an awesome Christmas present. I love this time of year.
I suppose.
Oh, come on. The sound of carolers singing. The taste of hot chocolate with candy canes. Coming down Christmas morning to a warm fire to open up gifts with your... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just a bit weird this year. I know I'm not a kid anymore, but the first Christmas without my mom is... different.
Of course, I understand. I'm sorry. Do you want to talk about it?
No, let's just focus on work.
Right, okay. Should I start setting up pre-sale meetings for after the break?
Sure, sounds good.
Claire texts, please, please, pretty please.
And it looks like I'll need to work remotely for the next couple days.
Oh.
Are you okay to hold down the fort?
Yeah.
Claire and John decorate with their kids. Claire looks up from the Christmas tree with a smile.
Hey, Dad, did you want to help us decorate?
I'm not much of a decorator.
What? How come you didn't want to help us decorate?
Oh, well, I just think that Grandpa needs some quiet time, so we should give him some privacy.
But guess what? Aunt Abby is coming.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
A sign reads, "Welcome to Brenberry, where city meets serenity." In the afternoon, a vendor serves hot dogs from a food truck near Java Dreams Coffee Shop. Outside Java Dreams, a contractor on a ladder ties a red bow and pine garland on a lamp post. Abby parks nearby, then sets off her own alarm. At Java Dreams, Abby finds a back in 10 minutes sign on the door.
Excuse me. Sorry to bother you. Do you know when they'll be reopening?
Yeah. 10 minutes.
No, I know. I meant, when did they put the sign up?
Just before she left.
Right, but if she left, like, 8 minutes ago, she'll be back in 2 minutes. And if she left 2 minutes ago, she'll be back in 8 minutes. So, do you know what time she left?
I know that it was less than 10 minutes ago.
Right, but does it feel like she just left a minute ago, or more like she's been gone for a while?
Yes.
Which?
What?
A short time or a long time?
Since she left or until she's back?
That's what I'm asking you. You know what? Forget it. Is there somewhere else I can grab coffee?
Somewhere else? Yeah, let me think. There's a diner just on the other side of town.
Great. And how far is that?
It's about 10.
About 10 minutes.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Scale of 1 to 10.
Maybe a 9.
Really?
Thanks for washing the place. I was out of milk.
No problem.
You were a big help.
Anytime.
The contractor smiles to himself as he packs up his ladder, and she peers at him over her shoulder as she enters the coffee shop. In the evening, Abby arrives on Claire and John's doorstep with her luggage. As she lifts her hand to knock, the door creaks open.
Hello?
Hey, Abby.
Hey. How are you, little rascals? Are you excited for Christmas?
Yes!
Claire's in the kitchen. Kiddos, how about we get ready for dinner and let Auntie Abby and your mom catch up?
I'm so sorry to hear about your grandfather.
Thanks. He was a pretty great guy. No surprise at 104 years old, but still a big loss for us.
Of course.
Come on in. Let me get that.
Thank you.
John grabs her bag.
And he shook my hand and said, congratulations, you're our new realtor.
Biggest account of my career.
Wow, that's amazing.
Abby.
Hey, Dad.
Dad, Abby was just telling me about this massive account she just landed. She's a chip off the old block.
Congratulations, kiddo.
Thanks. Here, come sit down and chat. I haven't seen you in weeks.
I can't right now. I'm kind of busy.
Everything okay?
Yeah, it's all good. I'll see you later.
You know that he's proud of you.
Yeah.
He's just going through a lot right now.
I mean, imagine losing your company, your pension, and your wife all back to back.
Also, it's the first Christmas without Mom, so. But she would have been all over you.
Oh, my little munchkin businesswoman, Buttercup. Mm.
What's he so busy doing out there?
No idea. Every time I ask, he just says he's sorting stuff out. Always the organizer, I suppose.
He's not even joining us for dinner?
I offered, but anyway, thank you for coming home early.
So, tell me about this flip. What do I need to know about the property?
Are you hungry? We should eat.
Christmas plates.
Aren't these?
Yeah. Mom loved this set.
trying to carry on her traditions.
Abby grimaces at Claire's volume, then carries their mother's plates into the dining room. Now John brings a stack of towels into the kitchen.
Well, did you tell her?
Not yet.
Claire, she needs to know. This is kind of a big wrinkle we need to find out.
I know. I haven't found the right time to tell her. I'll tell her over dinner.
Okay, great.
In the dining room, the family eats spaghetti.
And so she's going to be selling like 1,000 condo units.
Well, 100, actually.
Still, that's a big deal. I don't know how you handle that kind of workload. You must be exhausted.
Well, it's like Dad always says. You don't stop when you're tired, you stop when you're done.
Done what?
Pardon?
You stop when you're done what?
Well, I guess, whatever it is that you're doing.
Great-Grandpa Frank used to always tell us to stop and smell stuff.
Flowers. Stop and smell the flowers.
Right, so was Great-Grandpa Frank wrong?
No,
Great-Grandpa Frank wasn't wrong, and neither is your Aunt Abby. Everybody sees things differently. That's it.
I'm sorry again about Frank.
Yeah, he's quite the character. A real fixture in the community. Hey, we'll show you the house in the morning, and hopefully it'll be a quick flip so we can get the profit to build an extension on this house, which we desperately need. Frank would have loved knowing how much this is going to help our family.
Well, I'm sure it'll be quick and simple.
John catches Claire's eye and lifts his brows.
I think this could use a little cheese. Who wants Parmesan?
In the daytime, they stand in the yard of a Victorian home.
Wow, the porch is huge.
You still haven't told her.
I couldn't find the right time.
He's going to be here any minute.
Beautiful. Really well kept.
Yeah, Frank loved this place. It was his pride and joy.
But he was 104, so the interior is a little dated.
Okay, well, cosmetic touch-ups are my thing. And we're only an hour from downtown, so that means the property values here are set to take off. You'll turn a sweet profit.
Hey, Bo.
Abby spots the contractor she met near Java Dreams.
What's he doing here?
I'm so sorry, Abby. I couldn't find the right time to tell you this.
Tell me what?
The house wasn't exactly left to just John. He's a co-beneficiary. The other half of the house was left to Frank's contractor, Bo. And he doesn't want to sell. He wants to turn it into a bed and breakfast.
What? He left it to his handyman? So it's not a simple...
I wanted to tell you last night, but I chickened out.
We're hoping that once you do your flipping magic, that Bo will see how much money we can all get for the house and he'll be on board to sell and split the money.
Claire...
This is for all of us, Abby, but mostly it's for Dad.
Abigail, this is Bo.
Well, hello again.
Again?
Wait, you two know each other?
No, he just gave me the runaround at the coffee shop.
Okay, well, technically it was you who couldn't just relax and wait a few minutes for a coffee.
I'm not here to relax. I'm here to flip this house and help my family.
Bo looks at Claire and John.
Is that why you asked me here? Look, I'm sorry that you made the trip for nothing, okay? But maybe pop back after the holidays and you can stay here when it's a bed and breakfast.
Oh, no, that's okay. I prefer to stick around and sell this place.
Bo, we know Frank loved you and we love you too, but we're stretched to the max. We need to sell this home and give our family a house we can live in.
You know my dad's living with us now.
I know, okay? I totally get it, but I also know that this place would serve the community best as a B&B.
Is it an option to buy John and Claire out of their half?
I can't swing it. All my money's tied up keeping my business afloat.
And we're living paycheck to paycheck.
Oh, boy.
Look, Frank lived here to 104 with my help, okay? And I know that he would want this place for people visiting Brenbury, especially over the holidays.
I think he would have wanted his immediate family to be comfortable.
Okay. We need to figure out what we're going to do with this house. And bickering isn't going to get us anywhere.
All right. So what do you suggest?
Maybe we solve this the way we solve things with our kids.
Excuse me?
Whenever our kids have a problem that they can't figure out, we put them in their room together so that they can focus and work it out.
I do not follow.
Look, whether this place gets flipped or turned into a B&B, the house is still going to need some sprucing up. Agreed?
Yes, but...
Agreed.
So, with Abigail as our proxy, the two of you can work in the house getting it ready together while coming to an agreement and working out your differences.
Guys, I don't have time.
Please. Frank had the biggest heart of anyone you ever met. I know he wanted to find a happy compromise.
Okay.
Sure.
Yes.
Well, we should probably...
just leave you to it. Don't go.
As Claire and John leave, Beau reluctantly turns to Abby.
Follow me.
In the foyer, Abby uses voice dictation to text Jessica.
Okay, so normally this would be all decked out for the holidays, but Frank got sick.
Hold on. And I need condo floor plans of the different unit sizes, period. Thanks, period. Sorry, work stuff. There's so much space here. I'd love to extend this vestibule and create a nice transition area for when the new homeowner walks in.
Nah, I think the guests at the B&B would probably prefer it to be an open space, like it is now. You know, easier for them to set their luggage down and settle in. Maybe a little table with some treats, or even a little check-in podium.
Well, this isn't so bad.
Beau yanks Abby's sticky note from the door.
You can just tear the wallpaper off in here.
A sitting room.
Ugh. And in here...
a dining room.
And repaint the rooms to revitalize the entire space. New buyers love that.
You know who else loves that? People checking into a newly renovated bed and breakfast.
He takes down her sticky notes while she moves to a staircase.
And we can repaint the trim here. That'll look good. Okay, and for the stairs, we can just rip up these carpet thingies and refinish the treads. Totally change the entire entryway from new buyer. Fresh, shiny new staircase.
Except for the fact that the guests at the B&B would probably prefer the feeling of soft, warm carpet under their feet as they mosey on up to bed instead of, you know, cold, hard, wooden floors.
Are you kidding me? You've got a problem with hardwood?
Are you kidding? You have something against carpeting?
A warrior statue wears armor.
And this guy's definitely got to go.
That is art.
As Beau snatches her sticky note off the statue, Abby crosses her arms.
So what now?
Well, we both agree it could use a new paint job, right?
Sure, agreed.
Great. I think a soft beige color might be nice.
I prefer red. It's more festive. Okay. You know, this has been delightful. I need to get back to my shop, so why don't we just pick this up in a few days?
A few days? No, I'm on a very tight timeline.
She purses her lips and slaps a new sticky note on the statue. Perched on top of the figure's helmet, a jingle bell dangles from a tiny Santa hat. Jolly at Granberry Craft Work and Repairs, Beau sands a dollhouse while Abby arrives with her phone to her
ear. That's great, Jessica, thanks. Tell them if they can't get the marble backsplash, just go with the ceramic tile. It's less expensive and it has the same effect. Yeah. Great. Oh, and one more thing, Jessica. I'm going to be selling a house here soon, so I need you to do a marketplace analysis on the residential properties in Branbury.
Yep. Okay. 8-bedroom Victorian. Consider it done. Hey, it sounds very festive there. Where are you?
I don't know, but
if I see an elf, I'm coming home early.
Gotta go. Nearly wants a picture book. Yellow, blue. I was just on the phone with my assistant. Sorry. Just getting my ducks in a row for the flip. What to
give the rest? Beau shuts off the radio.
Sorry, what was that? I wasn't listening.
Oh, okay. I've got something I want to show you.
Oh, not there.
He unfolds a stepladder for her.
Here.
He settles into a rocking chair that matches the one he denied to her.
Anyway, I put this together so you can see the transformation and see its potential. Okay? I think it's going to change your mind. Now, watch this. See how removing the wallpaper and the carpet on the stairs brighten up the space? And then when you add curtains to the windows...
Beau scratches his head and smirks.
Pretty cool, huh?
Renovations are about hammers and nails and blisters, not video cartoons. Now let me show you what I've been working on so you can get an idea of my vision. Oh. Right, so this is where the sign's gonna go on the front lawn. And then, this is the inside.
She studies his sketches.
It looks the same.
It sure does. Except now it's a bed and breakfast. Are you familiar with the idea of leaving well enough alone?
Listen, Beau.
Imagine a new young family is looking for their forever home. They walk into a beautiful vestibule, and as the kids race upstairs to see what the bedrooms look like, the happy couple hug each other, knowing they have finally found their forever home.
Okay, nice. Imagine this. It's Christmas time. A family decides to take a break from their hectic lives and bring their children to a quaint bed and breakfast. The snow crunches under their feet as they walk up the front steps. They can feel the stress melting away as they walk into the open space in the front lobby. There's a fireplace in the corner, a beautiful Christmas tree next to it, and our friendly staff bring them warm cups of eggnog as they settle in and join the rest of our guests in festive activities.
She gives him a thumbs down.
You are impossible.
Where are you going?
I've got errands to run, deliveries to make. Not all of us can sit around all day and watch cartoons.
We haven't even talked about paint colors. I'll meet you at the hardware store first thing tomorrow. Don't be late.
Beau rolls his eyes as he leaves. In the morning, he and Abby carry paint buckets and bags of supplies from the hardware store.
It's just not a very welcoming shade. Red makes me think of a stop sign or do not enter. Red makes me think of high blood pressure.
Okay, you know what else red is the color of?
Please don't say Santa.
Santa Claus, okay? Beige. Beige is so dull and boring. Beige is the color of a rock or dry sand or oatmeal. Ugh, beige is the color of oatmeal.
Hey, oatmeal is very healthy.
Here. Give it here.
He takes the bags.
Abigail Jones.
You know, believe it or not, I'm not actually at my desk right now. If you send... Sorry, yeah, I'm just at a construction site.
Later at Java Dreams, a young girl and her mom laugh while they enjoy cocoa. The girl stands up when she sees Beau.
Beau!
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Can I put in a request?
Sure. What do you got?
Abby looks up from her phone while Ella and Beau whisper nearby.
Absolutely.
Ella returns to her mom.
What was that all about?
That was just a work thing.
Hey, guys. Beau, you just missed clearance. He was in here boasting about all the work you did to fix the shed.
No more raccoons?
Not a creature stirring.
Not even a mouse, huh?
Nope. What can I get for you guys?
Coffee?
Yes, please.
You want oat milk in it, City Girl?
Very funny.
Two festive cinnamon coffees, please, Chloe.
Oh, no, sorry. Just a regular black coffee for me.
Okay, no problem. And you can put your money away. It's the least that I can do for you fixing the coffee shop sign for me.
Come on, the sign was on the house or above the house or something like that. I'm paying and there's no argument, okay? I'll be over here.
He is something, isn't he?
He certainly is.
Outside.
Thanks for the coffee.
You're welcome.
You were like Mr. Popularity in there, huh?
Oh, what can I say? It's a community full of people with really great taste.
Right. So you're like a jack of all trades kind of guy?
Master of none.
Yeah, I saw your pencil drawings.
Ouch. Well played.
What's that all about?
What's what all about?
That. That's got to be like 75 acres of open land.
90, actually. It was left to the community a few years ago by one of the residents. Now it's up for sale. Which is too bad. Hoping someone will just leave it as is, or maybe build a church or a community center for the kids.
Work.
Of course.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Good. I have those numbers for you.
Okay, so based on comparable 8-bedroom Victorian listings in the area,
it's even more than we thought.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Nice work. Yeah, it's a really quaint neighborhood.
I think this flip will do well. There's even a massive piece of land for sale that they might build a community center on, which would also help the market value.
Wow, that's almost big enough for...
Beau waves from his truck.
Sorry, Jessica. I gotta go, but I'll call you later.
At the office, Jessica sets down her phone and grins. Then, she finds Antonio's business card. Still smiling, she dials his number.
Hello, is this Devacor? Yeah, I'd like to speak to Antonio, please. This is Abigail Jones's office calling.
Okay. This shouldn't be too hard.
At the Victorian home, Abby and Beau's eyes narrow as they stare each other down. Then, they unfurl a drop cloth and rip down green wallpaper. Beau opens a bucket of spirited red paint while Abby opens a bucket of Snowy Day, an ivory shade. They stir their preferred paints and fill paint trays, then get their brushes and rollers ready.
FYI, I do this for a living, so you might want to watch and learn. There's a specific technique to using a roller. You can't just be all willy-nilly with your strokes. There's a method to it.
I see. May I?
Sure.
Great. Thank you. So you mean something like, I don't know, this?
He smears paint on her sleeve.
What? I can't believe you just did that.
Oh, it looks good.
She paints his jumpsuit.
Wow. Okay, well, better on me than on the wall.
What are you doing?
What? Nothing.
Don't even think about it.
What?
We're even now.
Even?
It's over.
We're not even.
We have a lot of work to do.
Paint smears her overalls.
Okay, that's it. You're toast.
She chases him with the roller.
I am toast, you know why? Because beige is the color of dry toast.
They chase each other through the house.
Okay, truce.
Come on,
we have truce.
Come back here.
At a construction site, Blair knocks over a pipe.
You should fix that.
He buttons his jacket.
Excuse me, sir. I was hoping I could talk to you about taking a couple days off over Christmas.
Blair, what do you think about DeviCorp expanding outside of the downtown core?
Well, that is pretty risky, sir. We've established such a great track record here. We'd be better off sticking with what we know rather than taking any chances. Now, about Christmas.
What about Branberry?
Antonio sets down a Branberry postcard.
Whoberry?
Beau and Abby look at their red and white striped wall.
We should probably rethink this.
Yeah. It's less festive, more circus.
Maybe we should, get lunch and try again later?
You mean together? Or do you mean you go get lunch and I go get lunch and then we meet back later?
Well, I mean, we both have to eat, right? So I just thought maybe we'd get lunch together. But, whatever you think. It doesn't matter to me.
No, yeah. That would be good. I just need to run home and change into something a little less splattered.
Right. Yeah. No, that's a shame. If you want to meet outside Java Dreams in an hour, I know a place near there where we could go.
Great.
Abby smiles as she watches Beau leave. Later, she arrives at Claire's house in her paint-stained clothes while Claire arranges photos on a mantle.
The Nightmare Before Christmas? What happened to you?
You should see the other guy. Things got a little out of hand at the house.
I'll say, you look like you got into a paintball fight with Santa's elves and lost.
Their dad untangles string lights.
What's happening out here?
Well, he's trying to figure out which bulb is causing the whole thing not to work. I think he's just lost without Mom and his career.
Yeah. I get that.
The sisters watch their dad through a window.
Okay, I'm gonna shower quick and then go grab a bite with Beau.
Well, you'll have to wait because John's in the shower.
Oh, okay.
Because we only have one bathroom.
Right.
Because our house is too small.
Got it.
So small that Dad has to live in the garage.
And I'm sleeping on the couch. I got it. I promise I'll flip this property ASAP.
Abby points at clutter.
Can I help you with all this?
Yes, please.
What? Nothing. Just this kind of mess would drive me crazy.
Oh, I know. You were the kid who had to have everything neat and tidy, just a certain way, just like Dad.
I always admired his efficiency and organization.
I remember Christmas mornings, Mom would sit in her chair, smiling ear to ear, watching you, because you insisted on being the one to hand out the gifts from under the tree, and nobody was allowed to start opening until we all had our own little piles, and then everybody went one at a time, one by one. The whole thing took forever.
I like things to be organized, and I like to see what other people get. Why? How do you guys do it?
6 minutes, start to finish.
What? No!
Our record is actually 4 minutes. It was like a wrapping paper tsunami. You, Mom, and Dad used to come over post-frenzy and miss the chaos. I think you and Dad are in for a shocker this year.
You were just as bad as me when we were kids. Okay, maybe not as bad, but you were a control freak too.
Well, I think we came by it honestly. Mom and Dad were all about keeping order in their house.
Wait, so then how did you break that habit? You seem totally fine with all this chaos.
Well, early in our relationship, John picked me up for a date wearing a t-shirt that said, "Relax, nothing is under control." I thought it was funny at first, but it started this whole talk about letting go and just working with what life throws at you. That's John's philosophy, and it's one of the reasons why I fell in love with him. And once I wrapped my mind around it, the stress just melted away. Everything felt easier and happier. And that's how I quit the whole control freak thing.
That's amazing.
No. Sorry, the shark goes with the sea creatures in the blue bin. So it goes birds in the purple, mammals in the pink, reptiles obviously in the green, and then sea creatures in the blue. I'm a work in progress. Really?
Thank you.
You really meant it when you said grab lunch, huh?
Wait, not a fan of the ho-ho hot dog?
No.
Oh.
Never had cranberry sauce on a hot dog before.
Well, there's a season, remember?
I also had something a little more seated and heated in mind.
Right, yeah. Well, the owner of the food truck had some medical issues, so he could really use the business.
Oh. Speaking of business, can you hold this for a second?
Yeah.
Bo holds her cocoa and marshmallows.
Text Jessica.
Hey, Jess, how are the Devacor pre-sale meetings going? Let's make sure they're afternoon meetings. Delete. Morning meetings, period. Thanks, period.
I think you might have gotten an exclamation mark in there somewhere, period.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can't believe that land is just sat empty. There's so many things that could have filled that space.
Yeah, but why? I mean, what's wrong with the way it is now? It's peaceful, serene, stress-free. You know, not everything in life is about bigger, better, faster, wealthier.
But it is about progress. That's how you get to the top. My dad always says, you don't stop when you're tired, you stop when you're done. It's kind of a tradition that's stuck with me.
Hey, speaking of tradition, there's something I could use an extra pair of hands with if you're up for it. It won't take long.
Now?
Please?
All right. What's the harm?
Yeah.
Abby smiles to herself. Now, at a Christmas tree farm, snow clings to pine branches. Excited kids visit a hot cocoa stand, and two shoppers lug a tree toward the parking lot. Bo carries his toolbox toward the busy farm.
Christmas tree park.
Close. Christmas tree farm. Yeah, Frank and I would come here every holiday season, and we'd get two trees, one for his place and the other to donate to a local Christmas charity drive. And Christmas is all about traditions. Where do you get your tree from?
From the box in my storage room.
What? No, seriously? A fake tree?
Yeah. It's aesthetically perfect, and I can control the design and the layout.
No, but you don't get the smell of an evergreen on Christmas morning.
Well, yes, I do. There's a spray for that.
A spray?
What? It lets me control the ambiance.
The ambiance, yeah, right.
This is beautiful.
Yeah. It's a remembrance tree. And the idea is that people will donate to the Brenbury Christmas Charity Fund. They'll take an ornament, they'll write the name of a loved one that they've lost, and you know, hang it up to honor their memory.
I love that.
It was planted almost 20 years ago by Frank.
Near the remembrance tree, Bo pours blank wooden ornaments from his toolbox into a basket.
You made all these?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the community makes the memories. I just make the ornaments.
She smiles, then reads the tributes hanging on the tree. Meanwhile, Bo picks up one of the blank ornaments and writes Frank's name on it with a red marker. Bo hangs the ornament on the remembrance tree and kisses his hand. Then, he grabs a saw from a bucket.
All right, let's go cut down a Christmas tree, huh?
What?
Now remember, don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
Very funny. But, you're gonna do the actual cutting, right?
Okay, so the key to a good Christmas tree is the height to density ratio. Oh, are you a tinsel person?
Tinsel? No. Tinsel's way too messy for me.
Oh, you smell that? I love that smell. You know, this farm's been here for almost 200 years.
Oh, hey, you see that wooded area over there? That is part of the vacant lot for sale. It's a habitat for deer, foxes, rabbits.
Very cool. And it's so close to the city.
Yeah. Schools will hold outdoor classes there. They'll try to teach kids to appreciate nature, you know? Maybe wean them off their obsession with cell phones.
Oh. I'll just get that later.
Yeah. Oh, hey, that one's perfect. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this one is perfect.
I mean, I don't know about perfect. It looks a little crooked, and there's a big hole where the branches are supposed to be.
Oh, come on. It's only uneven because some of the branches are covered in snow. Speaking of which...
He makes a snowball.
Don't you even think about it.
What?
What? Don't you
this
dare.
This is also part of the tradition. I...
No.
Oh. Game on.
Abby and Bo duck behind pine trees while they pelt each other with snowballs.
You're gonna have to do better than that. You missed.
She nails his arm. He gets his revenge. Smiling, she sprints away.
You're not giving away that easy.
Looks like I might.
His snowball crumbles, missing her entirely.
You are quite the outdoorsman.
Well, my mother was a lumberjack.
Really?
No, she was a lumberjill. Oh, I got a stitch.
My mom would have loved it here.
Oh, you should bring her next year.
That might be tricky. She passed away.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
First Christmas without her. She just got really sick, and then... It's been really hard without her.
Well, hey, you know the cool thing about cutting down a tree? Is that you get to take away the part that's above ground that you've been looking at for years. But the roots still remain. All the memories and the DNA of the tree. Becoming a part of the earth so it never really goes away. I think this might be our tree.
Right. Our tree.
Bo hands the saw to Abby.
Okay, I've never actually cut down a tree before, so I wouldn't know where to start.
The trunk.
That seems right.
She crouches near the tree.
Okay, so just...
While she hacks at the trunk, he kneels behind her and guides her hand.
Here, here. Easy, you're not fighting the tree, okay? You just keep it flat, straight, back and forth. Slowly but surely, the tree will start to tip over. It gets easier and easier, okay?
Abby stops sawing, distracted by Bo's arms around her.
Yeah, and then maybe we'll just take turns.
Sure.
Yeah.
You go first.
Okay.
Later, Bo carries the tree.
Hey, don't hit the sign. Okay. You got it?
I got it.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I'm going to return the saw, and then I'll meet you back at the truck.
Okay.
After returning the saw, Abby passes the farm's Christmas store. Near the remembrance tree, she smiles and tucks a donation into a charity basket. From another basket, she picks up a red marker and one of Beau's ornaments. On the ornament's flat, circular surface, she writes "Mom" in cursive letters. Tears shine in Abby's eyes, and she returns the marker to the basket. Then, in the late afternoon sunlight, she gazes up at the remembrance tree. Abby kisses her gloved fingertips and presses them to the ornament. With red and white string, she hangs the tribute to her mom beside Beau's tribute to Frank. Abby lingers near the tree, gently touching the branch that holds her mom's ornament.
Technically, it was already leaning, and you just got like the last little.
That's all that matters. Technically, I'm the one who cut it down.
Where have you two been?
We went to a Christmas tree park.
Farm.
Christmas tree farm, and a snowball fight broke out.
Which she started.
I did not. You made the first snowball and also made that look.
What look?
This look.
Abby glowers.
That look?
Mm-hmm.
I do not make that look. And you threw the first one.
Self-defense. Totally self-defense.
I almost lost an eye.
He's kidding. I took off, and then he chased me.
And then I caught her.
I slid down for you.
No.
Anyway, we found this huge Christmas tree.
It was only about 8 feet tall, so that huge.
And I cut it down.
Well, we...
Okay, we cut it down.
Thank you.
And then we lugged it 3 miles all the way to Beau's truck.
It wasn't 3 miles.
It was 3 miles. It was a long time.
Mm.
And I carried it.
Did you?
All by myself.
Really?
No help.
That's how you remember it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. That was quite the adventure.
Yeah. So where's John?
He's watching the game in the living room.
Maybe I'll pop in and say a quick hello before I take off.
Oh, really? I mean, yeah, we should.
Yeah. We'll see you in the morning.
In the morning?
In the morning.
First thing.
Yeah.
We still have a lot of work to do.
We sure do. So I will see you in the morning.
See you tomorrow.
As Beau heads toward the living room, Claire's eyes widen.
Is there something brewing between you and Beau?
What? Brewing? No. I don't have time for that kind of distraction. Things with work are going too well to, you know.
Yeah, totally not distracted.
Oh, shoot, I forgot this was on vibrate. Okay, I need to take this somewhere private.
Abby ducks into a coat closet.
Hey, Antonio. Sorry, I'm just working on some closet designs.
I've been trying to get a hold of you for a few hours now.
So, tell me about this parcel of land for sale.
Excuse me? What parcel?
What parcel? I got a call from your assistant today telling me that there's a huge piece of land for sale in Brenbury.
Oh, that. That was just something I mentioned in passing.
You know, I think expanding outside the city core is the way to go.
Really? No, I think Brenbury is too small potatoes for a company like Devacor. You should really just focus on...
I just closed a deal with a coffee chain.
I think putting one of those coffee shops in a new condo development outside the
downtown core would show growth potential.
Well, unfortunately, Brenbury already has a coffee shop, and this little community is really not big enough for two coffee shops.
Exactly.
It's an upgrade. This is a huge opportunity. We can start there and expand our way through the rest of Brenbury. Just think
about your sales opportunities if we gentrify an entire municipality.
Gentrify? Antonio, that is a lot of uprooting.
Like you said.
You gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Wait, hello? Hello?
She blinks, then nudges the door open and listens to her peaceful family. Claire decorates gingerbread.
Yeah, we're hoping for a better season, you know. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
In the morning at Java Dreams.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea that this wasn't something that you wanted and that it would cause problems.
Hang on a second, Jess. Thanks, Chloe.
No problem. Hey, if you're free tonight, I'm having a girls' night at my place. Sugar cookies, eggnog, Christmas movies. It'll be fun. Want to come?
That sounds so fun. But unfortunately, things are a little hectic at work right now, so I can't. But thank you.
No worries. Next time.
Yes. I know your intentions were good.
But you've got to check with me first on these things, okay?
I'm sure Antonio is just spitballing this whole thing.
Let's not panic.
Hello?
I'm gonna have to call you back.
Wait, but I...
Hey, Blair. What a surprise.
You know, I got a bit of a bone to pick with you.
Oh?
I knew from everyone raving about you that you'd be good, but apparently you're too good.
You lost me.
Antonio is so keen on this gold mine you found that my Puerto Vallarta plans might be going adios.
Oh, I don't know if I would call Brenbury a gold mine.
But I suppose bringing you in does make me look like a superstar. Anyway, I'm doing a valuation of the area so Antonio can make an official offer.
Wow, that was quick. Isn't it something to mull over first?
Antonio is not a muller, he's a pouncer. That's why he loves the holiday season.
I don't follow.
He knows that everybody is distracted by all this sensitive, gushy Christmas stuff, and their guard is down. That's when he swoops in and grabs deals.
That's strategic.
Yeah, yeah. This place any good?
Yeah, it's actually really...
Great. Hey, I'm gonna get a decaf peppermint mocha, half sweet, no whip, no foam, extra hot, pick me up. Hey, and congrats, we're gonna be rich.
In his workshop, Bo dusts sawdust off of a rocking horse. Abby arrives with two coffees and her laptop. Smiling to herself, she watches Bo work.
Hey.
Hey.
You okay? You seem a little distracted.
Man, I'm fine. Just tired.
Thanks.
She almost sits in the rocking chair.
Sorry. Almost forgot.
Yeah, about that. I should explain. It kind of has, sentimental value. See, I was actually married when I was younger. Too young, really.
Oh, so this was her chair.
No, not that. I was really crushed when she left. And, I guess it kind of triggered this whole abandonment thing, because my dad left when I was a little kid and I didn't have anyone to turn to, and I kind of fell into this dark stage of my life.
So no Christmas music?
No Christmas music.
Bo picks up a wooden frame from a workbench. In a photo, he and Frank grin.
It was actually Frank who pulled me out of it.
Frank?
Yeah.
Abby walks over to look at the photo.
Yeah, he kind of became the father I never had. He took me under his wing and helped me understand why sometimes bad things happen to good people. Then as I got older, he encouraged me to follow my passion for woodworking. He even co-signed the loan that helped me open this place so I could help people in the community. And after my marriage fell apart, he was right there to pick up the pieces. I made these two chairs for us, and every morning we would sit on his porch and we'd sip our coffees and we'd talk about life and just wave at passersby. I swear he helped me figure my life out. Silly, right? They're just chairs.
No, I think it's beautiful.
Frank used to have this quote that would help me see things more positively. He'd say, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
That's really nice. Who wrote that? Walt Whitman?
It's Dr. Seuss, actually.
Dr. Seuss, really?
Huh. Anyway, we should get back to work.
Let me show you this.
She opens her laptop.
Oh boy, another cartoon. Maybe I should go make some popcorn.
Oh, very funny. Just look.
In Claire and John's driveway.
Hey, Dad. You got a second?
Sure. I got a lot of them. Make yourself useful.
Abby untangles string lights.
I'm trying to figure out this work-life situation, and I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
That's no fun.
Everything feels complicated and conflicting. Like, I know what the smart business move is, but now there's this other voice in my head that's starting to nag at me, and I don't know what the right move is. Did you ever have that struggle when you were working?
Well, sure. When I was a younger man, I just would put my head down and push through whatever or whoever was causing the problem. Get my business goals in place.
I know. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
Yeah. Yeah. About that. You know, your mother used to put all these decorations up.
I know. It wasn't exactly your thing.
No, I was always rushing to meetings, closing deals, trying to reach some sort of brass ring. But she would just smile and hum a Christmas carol.
Happily go about making our home look so.
After she put these up, people would walk by the house and admire it. Comment on the Christmas colors, how they were perfectly hung and made our house look so warm and friendly. But nobody saw the complicated mess before they went up. Nobody ever saw the homeowners scratching their heads and trying to figure out the puzzle and the hopelessness of it all.
Okay.
It's all about perspective. Holding in your mind's eye what really matters in the end. Sometimes things happen that are beyond your control, and that can knock the wind out of you. I lost someone that meant the world to me. But if I just think of her smile and hear her humming Silent Night, then suddenly a tangled mess becomes more manageable. Don't bulldoze your way through life like I did. Find that part of your problem that means the most to you, and focus on that.
She wipes her tear-stained face with her hand.
I miss her too, Dad.
He nods and blinks back tears.
Okay. Let's go in the house. I made some Christmas cookies.
You did? Claire just made a batch.
I love you, sister. But I'm not really a gingerbread kind of guy.
In the evening, Abby peels painter's tape.
See? This alone will add value to
people checking into the B&B. I know.
You know, that wall is mostly beige, and the red on the bottom is just an accent color, so technically, I won.
Whatever you gotta tell yourself.
Okay, so be honest. Why the B&B obsession? You can't tell me that changing bed sheets and baking muffins is your true calling.
Frank spent 104 years loving life here. And people will tell you that he was the cornerstone of the community. But it wasn't just him. I mean, it was this house. He hosted Boy Scout meetings here, annual Christmas cookie exchanges, dinners for people who had nowhere else to go. I mean, this place was somewhere where you could slow down and really connect with what actually matters in life. Opening a B&B for visitors to do the same is exactly what Frank would have wanted and what this place still needs. I know he would have wanted it to continue to be something special, and so do I.
Oh. She retrieves a fallen brush and cleans it.
Hey, I know it's pretty late, but you want to grab something to eat?
I'm familiar with your dining preferences, and I have a strict no ho-ho hot dogs before bed policy. Besides, I've got some work I gotta catch up on.
Right, yeah. Work. Some other time, then.
Yeah. Another time.
At night in Claire and John's living room.
I swear I never intended for any of this to happen when I mentioned it to Jessica. And now Antonio wants to buy the lot and gentrify the area. It's just so funny. All these years I've come to visit you, I never spent any time in your community. I see why you love it. But I don't know what to do. Do I tell Beau now? Do I not tell Beau?
Oh, I feel sick about what I've done.
Abby, I think you have feelings for Beau.
No. No. Okay, maybe, yes. Maybe I have feelings for him, and maybe I just destroyed his entire life and ruined everyone's Christmas. My string of lights are so tangled.
Well, you lost me with that one.
The sisters cuddle.
Well, I tried to ask Dad for business advice, but, you know, instead, he tries to be all stoic. I think he really regrets what he sacrificed for his career. Things he'll never get back. I can't make the same mistake as him, Claire. I have to figure out a way to fix this.
It's okay. We can figure it out together. I mean, one of the perks of living in a small community is that you know everyone. And I just so happen to know the mayor. Well, technically, I take yoga with his wife, but close enough.
Thank you.
And you're okay with how this might affect your big work deal?
Well, no, I mean, I haven't even really thought that
far. You should get some sleep. Everything is clear in the morning.
Abby reclines on the couch, and Claire tucks her in.
Hey, did you know that Beau used to be a bit of a rebel when he was younger? That he went through a dark period?
I did. Amazing how some people can change, huh? Did you want me to turn out the light?
No, it's okay. I still have some work I gotta do.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
As Claire leaves with a cocoa mug, Abby opens her laptop. She types, reasons why to decline Devacor proposal.
He's here. Great. So we explain the situation to the mayor and ask him to put a stop to the sale of the Linnet.
Right.
In the daytime, the sisters sit near the hot dog truck.
What's wrong? You seem nervous. I thought presenting was your thing.
It is. You know, it's just not usually to Santa.
You'll be fine. Let's go.
In a Santa suit, the mayor loads gifts in his SUV.
Morning, Mayor Kumar.
Oh, Claire. Kathy says you weren't at yoga this morning.
Well, my downward dog needed a cat nap. This is my sister, Abby.
Hey, how are you?
Mr. Mayor, your honor. Is it your honor?
Mm-mm.
Sir Santa. Nope, that doesn't sound right.
Mayor Kumar is fine.
Great. Mayor Kumar. I understand that Devacor has put in an offer to buy that vacant lot here in Brenbury.
Yes. How did you find that out?
Well, that doesn't really matter. If they buy that land, they're going to put in a big high-rise condo with coffee chains and box stores.
That's called investing money into our community. That's a good thing.
They will come in and bulldoze through everything. They will heartlessly rip the roots of this town up from the ground and completely change the way of life here. Devacor will gentrify the entire area.
Whoa, whoa, who said anything about gentrification?
The CEO of Devacor. Look at this.
Abby opens a sketchbook.
This is Brenbury now. The little shops, parks, food truck, Christmas tree farm, Fred's barbershop.
Fred, I've been going to Fred for 35 years.
This community is so warm and welcoming. Everyone's in the Christmas spirit, so stress-free. The Devacor... we'll change it to this. Fast food franchises, tree farms turned to parking lots, overpriced coffee chains, box stores, super clipped haircutters. Bye-bye, Fred.
I understand, but it's about balancing budgets and allocating funds. Running a municipality is about fixing roads, collecting garbage, shoveling sidewalks, and keeping the Christmas lights on. This deal will provide an influx of funds and relieve the pressure. However, this is not what I had in mind. Okay, I'll take it under advisement. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a toy drive to tend to. One of the perks of the job.
Of course, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mayor Kumar. You did it!
We'll see.
The mayor is a smart guy. He'll do the right thing. Now, I am kid-free for the morning, so let's go do something fun and kidless.
Okay. Do you want to see how the house is coming along?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do.
What a design that.
Christmas decorations brighten the newly painted house.
Wow. This is incredible.
It is.
Abby grins and steps into the dining room.
Where did all this stuff come from?
She finds a wooden dining set.
This is all the furniture I wanted. The walls are beige and red.
Why are you surprised? I thought the two of you worked on this together.
We did, but not all this. This is so
festive.
Our tree.
In the living room, red and gold ornaments decorate the tree. Bo snoozes on a nearby couch.
Santa's not so little helper.
He wakes up.
Hey. Hey, hi. What? Hey. How did you... What time is it?
10:30.
A.M.?
Did you do all this?
Oh, yeah. I guess I got a little carried away. He took our two colors and made them work so well together last night. I just figured I'd keep going and maybe add a little holiday spirit. Too much?
No. It all looks amazing. I'm just surprised because the accents, the furniture pieces, these were all my choices.
Really? Wow. Yeah, look at that. I guess you got pretty good taste then.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, your work ethic is a little questionable, but your taste is...
Excuse me?
I'm just saying I was here working all night and you wrote gallivanting.
Gallivanting? Where would I be gallivanting in Brenbury?
Brenbury is very gallivantable, trust me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, it looks like you two have the place almost ready for... What, exactly?
A sale. B&B.
Super. Okay, well, I still have a few hours of me time before I have to go back to the circus, so I'm gonna go do some last-minute shopping. Countdown to Christmas morning chaos. I will leave you two to it.
Look, this all looks amazing. And you did great, but I still think flipping this place...
Maybe it'd be best if we talked it out over dinner.
Like a date?
Not a date. More like a business date thing.
Will we be sitting when we eat?
Don't push your luck.
She smiles. Under the stars.
It's pretty amazing, huh?
It's breathtaking. So peaceful.
They stargaze at the 90-acre site.
And it never gets old.
While wrapped in blankets in Bo's truck bed, Abby points out into the night.
Is that downtown? Over the tree line?
Yeah.
I love the core. The bright lights. Where all the action is.
You ask me? That's where all the action is. Something the urbanites can't see.
He points up.
What do you mean?
Well, despite being too preoccupied and distracted to actually look up and gain some perspective, all the lights ruin the opportunity. They miss out on the beauty of life. The brighter the skyline, the dimmer the stars.
That's beautiful. Dr. Seuss?
No. It's an original. I wrote it myself, actually.
You should put that on a t-shirt. It's all online.
Wow. Always looking to make a profit, huh, Jones?
Don't shortchange downtown life. There's a certain energy and pace to it that can be invigorating. Although, I'm starting to see the appeal here. Thank you for all your hard work and showing me what life in Brenbury is like.
Yeah, my pleasure.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
I'm really glad you came.
They almost kiss.
I'm so sorry. I thought I turned that off.
Oh, boy.
Would you kill me if I got this?
It'll be super quick, I promise. I think I know what he's gonna say. I just want to hear it in real time.
2 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
Abby climbs out of the truck.
Hey, Antonio.
Look, I know it's late, but I just want to let you know that our offer to buy the Brenbury property was declined.
Oh, no! That's too bad. I'm sorry.
So, I had to add another 10% to the offer. And he jumped at it.
We got it, Abigail. I'll be there day after tomorrow to sign the deal.
That is so great. No, I can't believe it either. Congratulations to you, too. Yeah.
Hey, everything okay?
Yeah, no, totally great. Oh, wow. I'm actually feeling pretty tired. I think I should call it a night. So if you want to just scoot me home real quick, that would be great.
Hey, hang on. What's going on?
Before I left the city, I landed this really big client. They build condos and housing developments. It was a really big opportunity that I was very excited about.
Was?
When you told me about that land for sale and how there might be a new community center or a new church or something, I mentioned the vacant lot to my assistant, a very matter-of-fact passing comment, totally harmless.
Go on.
She told the guy who runs DevCorp, and the next thing I knew, he pounced on it and made an offer to buy the land and build condos on it, and now I guess the mayor accepted the offer.
Wait. So your client is going to build condos in Brenbury?
For starters, yes.
But for starters?
They're all about urbanization. Eventually, they'll buy up more land and build high-rise buildings and parking lots and...
Just please, stop.
I'm so sorry, Beau.
No, you used me. You just wanted some big business deal, so you used me to get to know Brenbury. You don't care what this place means to me. You just wanted your hooks in the land.
No. It's not like that.
Unbelievable. I mean, I finally start to open up and have feelings for someone. And, you know, you're obviously very good at what you do. And I respect that, but at what price? Good luck with your big deal. I'll drive you home, but after we finish flipping the house, then we should go our separate ways.
As Beau walks back to the truck, Abby shakes her head and looks toward the night sky. At night, Claire folds laundry in her kitchen. She looks up and notices Abby's somber expression.
What's wrong?
Well, I just explained to Beau that I'm worse than a home wrecker. I'm an entire community wrecker. And at Christmas.
Uh-oh.
His Majesty Mayor rejected the original offer, but then accepted a counteroffer. Close the deal in the morning.
Oh, shoot.
Beau hates me now, so that's over. And who can blame him? I'm part of the problem. And I've completely destroyed his life in the process.
John's old shirt reads, "Relax. Nothing is under control."
You know, you and I were cut from the same cloth, but we always saw things a little differently. You held Dad in such high regard and always wanted his approval for your life choices, but he's a different person from a different time, and maybe it's not our job to achieve someone else's happiness. Come here.
Claire opens the coat closet.
So a couple of years ago, John was playing Karate Kid with the boys. The kids won, and this door lost. Dylan put his foot, like, right through it. So we hired Beau to build us a new door. It's nice, huh?
It's a solid oak door that's been painted. It's fine. Is there a point?
Fine? Come on, look at this. He is quite the craftsman. He puts so much thought into all of his work, and I think the point is that you should pay more attention when you're working in our guest office. Because he carved this beautiful saying on the back.
The carving reads, "Old ways don't open new doors."
I think you found your new door.
But how am I supposed to...
Ow!
Claire steps on a toy fox.
If these boys have been told once, they've been told a million times. These animals are kept in a specific place. Boys! Come and put your toys away! A fox can't just live anywhere, you know?
Abby dials her phone.
Hey?
Jess, I need your help.
Abby sketches plans, then browses a business reference book at a library. At the office, Jessica types on her phone and laptop. Christmas decorations cover her workspace. Abby stops on a Brenbury sidewalk and donates to a bell ringer. Later at the library, she smiles and shuts her laptop. At the 90-acre site, she takes photos. In downtown Brenbury on an overcast morning, a vehicle pulls into a parking lot. While Blair parks, Antonio studies the town through his dark sunglasses.
So, what do you think?
I'd like to see the property before we sign.
Great. It's just down the street.
A walk or a drive?
Oh, it's just a block.
Understood.
Blair starts to walk.
Oh, sir. Right. Yeah. Driving. Okay.
At Beau's workshop, Ella's mom emerges with a wooden sled.
I hope she likes it. Hey,
excuse me. Hi. What's happening here?
Oh, he does this every year on the 24th. The kids think he's Santa's associate, so they all place their orders directly with him. I'm not convinced they're wrong. He made Ella this beautiful sled. Merry Christmas.
Beau points to a birdhouse.
Yeah, so they'll just fly in here and make it a little home. There we are. Merry Christmas.
He shakes an elderly man's hand. While the man leaves and Beau begins to clean up his workshop, Abby lingers near the doorway.
You're amazing.
I'm sorry, I'm closing up.
I'm done, by the way.
What? What's that supposed to mean?
Like, don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. I'm done. I realize there is no finish line. It's just an endless, exhausting race with no substance.
Great. I'm happy for you, okay? Now, if you don't mind.
It's because I found this beautiful place where everyone is so relaxed and authentic and happy. And I found you. I found you, Beau. I never meant for any of this to happen. Not the slip up with my assistant, not the land being bought, and not these feelings for you, but they did. And now.
Now what?
Listen, I don't expect you to forgive me or understand any of this. I just want you to know how deeply sorry I am.
Abby's eyes glisten with tears.
I'm gonna go now and try to fix this. Or if I can't, just go back home. Just please remember that I'm so sorry.
Me too.
As she leaves the workshop, he watches her walk away.
Welcome to Brenbury, and season's greetings.
Sorry, I lost track of time.
Just trying to make sure the less fortunate kids in the area get lots of love from Santa, too.
Antonio is a very busy man, so if you could just move this along.
Yes, of course. Your counteroffer for this one piece of property was just too good to resist.
Good, then. Give the check.
Yes, sure do.
Mayor Kumar takes the check.
This will fix a lot of potholes.
Wait!
Excuse me, we're in the middle of something here.
Abigail?
Antonio? Blair? Sorry, Mr. Mayor, but looks like Devacor can't make this purchase after all.
What?
Excuse me?
This deal has been eating away at me, and then yesterday, I remembered what Beau told me about all the animals that call that land home. So I researched local Brenbury bylaws, and I had my assistant talk to the Department of Environmental Protection, and it turns out I was right. This property qualifies as environmentally protected land. See, now that it's owned by Brenbury and not owned privately, it has to adhere to these bylaws and regulations.
Mayor Kumar, we had a deal.
It says right here. Pursuant to paragraph 26, any development or construction on protected property must be presented, voted on, and passed by the board, as per the bylaw regulations.
What? This is ridiculous.
However, If we keep the protected land, we could build this great not-for-profit community center. Huge benefits for the residents. There's a playground for the kids, outdoor festival grounds, charity fundraisers, Christmas fairs in the winter. There's a castle and a chair where you can play Santa. Yeah. Tourists coming in from all over to help support local small businesses. And while they're here, they can stay at a quaint bed and breakfast.
Well, this would be nice for the community.
And yes, there will be less money in the bank at first, but you'll be saving the protected land and you'll keep Brenbury.
Mayor Kumar, we had a deal.
Mayor Kumar nods, then picks up the contract.
Bottles will have to wait.
Oh, she was your idea.
To be fair, college was a very long time ago.
Hey, Antonio. Remember in our first meeting when you said I had a keen eye and can see value where others see nothing at all? Well, you were right. I've decided to reimagine my client base and resign your account. Merry Christmas.
You know what? You will regret this.
Blair wags his finger as he follows Antonio.
Well, thank you, Miss Jones. I guess your work here is done.
Not quite.
In the evening, Bo sweeps his workshop. Abby's arrival makes him jump.
Hey. Oh.
You scared me.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was actually just going to come look for you.
What?
Look, I realize that none of this is actually your fault, okay? It was obviously an accident that just snowballed out of control, and the truth is that meeting you has changed everything for me.
It doesn't matter anymore.
No, but I just...
Oh, it's over.
All right. It was nice getting to know you.
No. The problem is over. I killed the sale. No more Devacore.
What? You're kidding.
No, I stopped the sale and dropped them as a client.
Wait, so Brenbury stays exactly as it is?
Well, it's just missing one more thing.
What's that?
A bed and breakfast. Claire wants to know how it went. Great! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Fill you in shortly. Do you want to come with me to tell my sister?
You betcha.
In Claire and John's living room, Abby and Beau sip hot cocoa while the boys play.
I've reimagined my client list. You actually said that?
Sure did.
So you gave up that huge account for Brenbury.
After consulting with a very wise man who lives in your guest house.
Garage.
Well, besides, I think it was the lesser of the two things I could have lost.
Hey, I hate to throw a wrench into the celebration, but we still have the issue of the inheritance house.
Ah, well, I think we have a solution for that.
If we can get the bed and breakfast ready within the next 4 to 6 weeks, it could start to generate a profit within 2 months. You guys will be silent partners, which would give you an ongoing bump in monthly income to help with living expenses. And in the meantime, Beau has offered to donate some of his time and labor to doing renovations here for the extension and living space for Dad.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
Oh, 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 oh.
The boys rush outside and find Santa in their driveway.
Have you been good boys this year?
Yes. It's debatable.
Are you sure?
Yes.
There's one for you and one for you. Hurry inside before you catch a chill.
Let's go.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
He takes off his Santa beard.
It was the night before Christmas with Edward in the garage and all the festive joy that he tried so hard to dodge. His dear wife passed, leaving him alone with his girls. He realized he was missing out on their world. But with a little untangling and opening his heart, Edward gets to share in a brand new start.
He plugs in the Christmas lights.
Thank you.
hugs his daughters.
Your mother would be so proud of you, both of you, and I am too.
I am going to get Santa the most delicious gingerbread.
Oh, yuck.
In the morning, snow flurries drift through the air while Abby arrives at the bed and breakfast. On the porch, Beau rocks in a rocking chair with his coffee.
Good morning. You're up early. All the Christmas gifts get opened already?
Just under 3 minutes.
Really?
A new record.
Wow.
And the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Get your hot chocolate or...
No, I'm okay. Just wanted to come by and thank you.
Thank me. Me didn't get to flip this place.
True. I did lose that. But I found something bigger. The real meaning of Christmas.
She gives him a red gift bag.
And I wanted to give you this.
Okay. You didn't have to.
It's nothing big. It's just something I thought you'd like.
Okay. Well, should I open this now? Or do you want to open this first?
Oh, my gosh. Really?
You first.
She opens a white gift bag. Inside, she finds a wooden carving with her mother's Christmas plate design painted on it.
It's my mom's pattern. How did you...
Of course I meant picture.
She smiles as she looks down at the rectangular gift.
What is it?
It's a case for your cell phone. It's engraved.
Call. Oh, exclamation mark. I love it. Thank you. Now it's your turn.
Okay. Frank.
It's for the tree.
A snowflake ornament holds Frank's photo.
Our tree. Also, I don't really know how to tell you this, but,
He points at mistletoe hanging above their heads.
What kind of a B&B are you running here? I guess rules are rules.
Beneath the mistletoe, Abby and Beau kiss.
Santa sure knows how to pick his associates.
Merry Christmas, Abby.
Merry Christmas, Beau.
He offers his hand, then leads her toward the two wooden rocking chairs on the porch. Together, they rock in the chairs while snowflakes fall over Brentberry. Abby grins at Beau, then reaches for his hand.